Lesson 20. A Tale of Two Donkeys. Aesop was a slave who lived in ancient Greece. Although little is known about his life, readers have enjoyed the fables he told for more than 25 centuries. Not only are his stories entertaining, but they also teach us something about human behavior. For a fable is a story with a lesson. The characters in them can be animals who talk and behave like humans, or they can be ordinary people like those in the story that follows. A farmer and his daughter were on their way to market to sell a donkey. The farmer riding on the animal's back, while the daughter plodded along at his side. After they had gone about a mile, they happened to encounter a woman drawing water from a well. She was very indignant at the sight of the farmer riding at ease while his daughter had to walk. She told the farmer that he should be ashamed of himself. So, to please her, the father and daughter changed places. When the young woman was sitting comfortably on the donkey, they resumed their journey. Just as they reached the outskirts of the town, they met a young man who asked the farmer why he was walking when there was ample room for both of them on the donkey. To please the young man, the father climbed onto the donkey behind his daughter, and they continued on their way. A little later, they passed by two women standing by the side of the road. When they saw the donkey carrying two grown people, the women were filled with compassion for the animal. "Have you any idea of the distress you are causing that poor donkey?" the older woman called out to the farmer. "The poor creature is half dead from having to carry such a burden." The younger woman loudly remarked that the farmer and his daughter should be carrying the donkey, instead of the donkey carrying them. She spoke in jest, but the farmer took her seriously and at once set about to comply with her suggestion. First, he tied the donkey's legs to a pole. This took some time, as the donkey had no desire to have its legs tied. But at last, the task was accomplished. Such a cumbersome load was difficult for the farmer and his daughter to lift. But finally, they managed to hoist the pole onto their shoulders. With the donkey slung upside down between them and struggling to escape, they staggered down the road. At last, panting from their exertions, they reached the market. Their arrival was greeted with considerable mirth, so that when the farmer tried to sell the donkey, his attempts were ridiculed. For, of course, no one was willing to buy a donkey that had to be carried.